From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States and China said on Sunday they've agreed to back away from imposing tough new tariffs on each other's exports. The announcement came a day after they said they had reached an agreement calling for China to buy more American goods to, quote, substantially reduce the huge U.S. trade deficit with China. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News that the world's two biggest economic powers, quote, have made very meaningful progress, and we agreed on a framework to resolve trade issues.
We're putting the trade war on hold. So right now we have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework.
China's state-run news agency Xinhua quoted Vice Premier Liu He, who led Chinese negotiators in trade talks in Washington this past week, as saying, the two sides reached a consensus. They will not fight a trade war and will stop increasing tariffs on each other. Mnuchin predicted a 35% to 40% increase in U.S. agricultural exports to China and a doubling of energy purchases over the next 3 to 5 years. In a 20-minute-long telephone conversation this weekend, South Korean President Moon Jae-in and President Trump talked about how to deal with what appear to be roadblocks that North Korea has been placing between historic talks scheduled between Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore. The meeting would be a first for the leaders of the two countries. Trump and Moon are scheduled to meet Tuesday in Washington. This is VOA News. Prosecutors in the southwestern state of Texas have charged a 17-year-old with murder. They say he shot and killed 8 students and 2 teachers on Friday in the town of Santa Fe. More than a dozen people were hurt, including a school police officer who was one of the first to confront the suspect. On ABC News, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, says shootings happen because life has been devalued in America.
Whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music, psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
The Reuters news agency reports investigators have found one of the black box recorders that could help them figure out what went wrong Friday when an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana, Cuba. 107 people were killed. 3 badly injured survivors are being treated in a hospital. The plane builder, Boeing, says a technical team is ready to help in the investigation, and Mexico is reported to be sending 2 experts. The UN Refugee Agency reports an increase in fighting in the southeastern region of the Central African Republic has driven more than 7,000 people to abandon their homes and seek refuge in a remote area of the Democratic Republic of Congo over the past week. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency describes the refugees as desperate, weary, and in urgent need of assistance. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says thousands of people, mainly women and children, have fled over difficult terrain to escape violence in Central African Republic. He says the refugees have arrived in the remote village of Kanzawi in DR Congo's northern Baoulé province, which is inundated with tens of thousands of refugees from previous outbursts of fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A stream of lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano threatens to block a key Hawaii highway that now serves as an escape route for coastal residents as 2 of 22 volcano fissures have merged. Aerial footage shot on Saturday showed a wide flow of fast-moving lava advancing to the southeast at rates of over 270 meters per hour. The flow was nearly 2.4 kilometers from the ocean. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.